الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا صدق الله العظيم. Alhamdulillah, tonight again is an odd night, the 23rd night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your coming here. May Allah accept all our ibadat, our roza, our taraweeh, whatever ibadat we have been making, we will make. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every single person sitting here, all his jais, desires, his du'as, our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver. May Allah accept all our du'as and fulfill all our hajat and needs. We continue the tafsir of Surah Maryam. And this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ. And remember the story of Maryam, or remember Maryam in the book, in the Quran. إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. When Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, when she withdrew herself and she went to a very eastern side of the town. Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, Mufassirin mentioned various reasons why she withdrew herself. Most of the Mufassirin say because she wanted to either bathe or she wanted to be in a recluse or go into solitude to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala far away from the people. Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam was a very pious young girl. She came from a very pious and a very pure family. When she was, or before her mother gave birth to her mother was the sister of the wife of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam's wife and Maryam's mother were sisters. So the mother of Maryam, the third part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this, where she had made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذْ قَالَتِ امْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانَ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطَنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. When she was pregnant, and she had made dua, oh Allah, that this child, I will make free to serve you, to serve your deen. And she expected it to be a son. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided otherwise, and she gave birth to a girl, to a daughter. And now she gave this child, that is Maryam, into the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the khidmat of deen. It's a lengthy incident, but she was under the care and custody of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would take care of Maryam in such a manner that Allah would provide for her from unseen sources. When Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, each time he entered the chamber in which Maryam used to be making ibadat and the khidmat, and she used to be in deep worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihrab wajada 'indaha rizqa. He'll find she got food. And then he asked her, where did you get this from? Anna laki hadha. Qalat huwa min 'indillah. She says, this is from Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَن يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah provides for people, whoever He wishes to provide for, without any measure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power of providing for any person who He wishes to provide for, without any means. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَ رَبَّهُ. This is the juncture where Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, we discussed last two nights. This is the point when he saw this, that Maryam alone in this room, We haven't even given her any food. And each time I go there, I see food already with her. And when he asked her, she said, this is from Allah. And Allah sustains whosoever He wishes from unseen sources. This is when he made dua. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. This is where he made the dua. Wallah, grant me a child. Because he realized now, he saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing from unseen sources. Nonetheless, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, now she withdraws herself and she goes in a very eastern part of the town. إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. The word انْتَبَذَ means to withdraw. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. Besides going far away from the people, because she had this quality of chastity, iffat, she was afifa. And this is an excellent quality. A quality that all of us should have, especially our youth, that you are chaste. C-H-A-S-T-E. Not chaste by any woman. You must be chaste, and the woman must be chaste, and not chaste by any boy. So she was chaste, pure. Absolutely pure. So she even though she was far away from the people and nobody could see her, she still drew a veil, a curtain, some type of barrier, a curtain, as an extra precaution. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. As this took place, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we send down Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who is in the Quran, in various verses, he is known as Ruh. Jibreel is also mentioned in the Quran by his name, and also like in the Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And the end, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ. The angels descend on night and the night of Qadr, and Ruh, referring to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to Maryam. And the moment he comes, he does not appear as an angel. He adopts the form of a human being, a man, a very handsome man. فَتَمَثَّرَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. He adopts the form of a perfect man. Mufassirin say, very, very handsome. And the moment he comes in front of her, that she was all alone, she either wants to bathe or she wants to make ibadah, and she's all alone and she has got this veil. And when she sees this young person in front of her, قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. She says, I seek the protection of Ar-Rahman, that is Allah. I seek Allah's protection from you. إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيًّا. If you have taqwa and piety in you, you will never intrude in the manner in which you have come. And she was apprehensive of his intentions, his motives. She thought, perhaps now he is going to harm her. He's going to make zina with her. He's going to touch her. Because suddenly this young man appears before her. So immediately, see, where does her mind go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ. Any person caught in this type of situation, the exact same thing in Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's story. When he is shut by Zulaykha, all the doors are locked. Impossible for him to come out. What does he say? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. I seek Allah's protection. You are in your office, and there you are tempted now. You are being seduced by a woman, a client, a customer, somebody working, a staff. What do you say? أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ. I seek Allah's refuge, Allah's protection, whatever the condition may be. Wherever you may be, you're traveling, you're in the plane, a very pretty woman is sitting next to you. It's a long journey. Shaitan will start, waswasa will start, will provoke you and prompt you. Think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni a'udhu birrahmani mink. In kunta taqiyya. If you have some taqwa in you, you won't make any advancement. Mufassirin say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel not in his original form as an angel, because obviously she should become alarmed, she'll become scared. She'll fall unconscious. Allah Ta'ala is sending Jibreel to give her glad tidings. So therefore, he came down in the form of a man. The moment she says, in another verse, in the 29th juz, فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين. Allah Ta'ala says that we blew in her collar. So Allah Ta'ala had instructed Jibreel to go and blow into her collar. The moment Jibreel blew into her collar, this was the method of now Maryam alayhi salatu salam conceiving a child. There was no man touched her, nothing. Allah sent Jibreel, he blew into her collar. And other verses Allah Ta'ala says that Jibreel blew into her collar and immediately she conceived. What did Jibreel tell her? قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكَ I am only the messenger of your Rabb. I'm an angel. I'm not a human being. I've not come with any ulterior motive. My Allah has sent me. Why has He sent me? لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا So that I may give you the glad tidings or a gift of a pure son. Again, the word wahaba yahabu for ulama and scholars yesterday mentioned. When Allah gives a child, Allah used the word wahaba yahabu. These are gifts. Our children are gifts to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this child is absolutely pure. He's free from sins. It is human nature. She is a virgin. She is a pure woman. She is chaste. She is unmarried. No man has ever approached her. She is not a loose woman. قالت أنا يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكو بغية. The natural question. She believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. There was no element of doubt in Allah's qudrat. Exactly like Zakaria alayhi salatu. He knew Allah had the power to provide for him a child in old age, but he wanted to know how. Remember, she is staying with people in her hometown. She's got family members, she's got people of the village who she has to face again. Against the normal pattern, the normal system of procreation, now this woman, and she's a young girl, some Mufassirin say she was 15 years only. And now she's going to bear a child. How is she going to explain? She believes in Allah's qudrat. Allah can provide. But how is she going to explain to the people? She's not married. They know she's not married. The obvious thing that the people will think now, they will cast aspersion and they will accuse her of committing zina. وَلَمْ أَكُوا بَغِيَّةً I'm not a loose woman. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ Allah says, oh Maryam, it will happen like that. In other words, you will conceive a child. قَالَ رُبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ For me to provide for you a child is absolutely easy. There's nothing for Allah Ta'ala. It's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created you in the first instance. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةٌ We want to make him, this child, a sign for the people to show my power, my qudrat. They must realize the oneness of Allah, the might of Allah, the supremacy of Allah. They see how Allah provides. The case of Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, old man, wife was old. So it was something surprising for the person at old age even to get a child. But more than that, this is the second miracle. More than that, to show the power of Allah that the man has not even touched you. You are absolutely pure, you are a virgin. Despite that, Allah still provides you. He does as He pleases. He is Qadir, He is Qadir. So, وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ We want to make him a sign for the people. And, وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا It will be a mercy from our side for you, for your people, whoever follows this Nabi, follows his teachings, they will gain salvation. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا And this is a matter that has been decided. بس. قِصَّةَ خَتَمْ Finish. When Allah decides, then that will take place. As much as we want something contrary to it. When Allah says it must be, it will happen. فَحَمَلَتُ فَانْتَبَدَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا She conceived him. And she withdrew with him into a very distant place. Now she's conceived, she's got this child in her stomach. Now Mufassirin have given various tafsir. We're not going to go into all those tafsir. Whether she fell pregnant immediately and she gave birth immediately, or was it 9 months, or less than some say, less than 9 months, some say it was immediately. This Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. She goes to a distant place. Now she's conceived the child. The child is in her womb and obviously what will begin is the labor pains. فَأَجَاءَ الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Now the labor pains forced her towards the trunk of a date palm. Brothers, you and I will never understand this. When we have a terrible stomach spasm, we say, "Ish, I can't take it." It's like labor pains, as though we faced it. We went through it. Our mothers, our wives, they have been through extremely difficult. And the 9 months that they go through, and many of them have that morning sickness, and they go through various type of pains. For us, it's nothing. We don't understand it. And therefore, we have to be very compassionate towards them, especially when they are pregnant. We have to be very caring. And in our normal circumstance, the moment the daughter, and especially if she's the only daughter, she falls pregnant, then you find the mother and the sisters and everybody, they pamper her, they nurse her, and how she can't cook, she can't do any work, and she has to be cared for. So people will assist her. She will go for our mother's house, and so everybody is taking care of her. Here she's got not a single soul to help her. There's no mother, there's no sisters, no person to nurse her, no person to advise her, no person to give her some type of consolation, some comfort. She's moving towards the trunk of a date palm. To recline on it, to get some support. قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. She says, I wish I was dead before this. And I was a completely forgotten thing. Again, in Tafsir Usmani, Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Rahmatullah, he mentioned very beautifully, and he said that, think of this woman in this condition, that she's got this labor pains. Dard ki takleef. Extreme labor pain. Bekasi ka halat. She's restless. She's anxious. She's fearful. There's no samani rahat. There's no comfortable bed for her. There's no people from the family around her. There's no midwife. There's no doctor who's going to deliver. She's not in any hospital or clinic. Nothing. So in this condition, besides the pain that she is going through, besides that, what is really overwhelming her is the fact that she has to take this child and go back to her people, and how is she going to explain to them? That's the problem. What would they think of me when I'm so pure? I'm a religious woman. I come from a good family. And they will never believe me that this happened from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This concern, this worry, made her express the statement that I wish I was dead before this. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيَمْ مَنْسِيَّا. A long forgotten thing. People forget something, then they even forget that they forgot that. In other words, a long forgotten thing, completely as though I did not even exist in this world. فَنَادَاهَا مِن تَحْتِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, he called to her. Ulama Mufassirin say, either Allah called out to her, O Jibreel, called out to her from below, Allah tahzani, qad ja'ala rabbuki tahtaki sariya. Do not grieve, do not be worried. Your Rabb has certainly created a stream beneath you. A stream. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now tells her, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Shake this trunk of this date palm. Shake it towards you. Pull it towards you. When you the moment you pull this date, this trunk of this date palm, تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكَ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا, then fresh, ripe dates will fall upon you. Allah Ta'ala could have just provided for her dates. The same Maryam was getting food from unseen sources. Allah was providing for her in her chamber. Now Allah is telling her that this is what you need to do. Mufassirin say, this is a lesson for us. That we must use the means also, the halal means, and make an effort for our rozi, for our livelihood. Make an effort, a correct effort, to get halal rozi. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for her fresh, ripe rutab. And in this zamana of Ramadan, we can understand most of us are having rutab. And then scholars even mentioned the medical benefit of rutab. It's very, very beneficial, especially for a woman who is pregnant and who has given birth. The nutrition that is found in the rutab, Allah Ta'ala has created it. So Allah provided for her a stream, water, and also this fresh rutab. And Allah tells her that تُسَاقِطْ عَلِيكَ رُطَبًا جَنِي فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي. Eat and drink. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا. And let your eyes feel that calmness, the serenity. In other words, cool your eyes with that stream. In that bekasi halat, in that restlessness, anxiety, she needs to see a good scene, something that is soothing for her. And therefore Allah created the stream. Allah says, look at the stream, drink from this water and eat from these dates and cool your eyes.
فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِي إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِرَحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًا.
Now Allah Ta'ala gives her the plan. Allah tells her what to do. When you are going to go back with your child, if any person questions you, if anybody, should anybody see you and ask you, what is this? Who is this child? Then you must say, I have kept roza, I have vowed a fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this vow that I have made, فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَّا, I am not going to speak to any person. So she had to make some gestures, some indications, some ishara. I'm fasting, I cannot speak. And this type of fast was prevalent at that time. For this ummah, this fast is not permissible. Where you fast, such a fast where you're not speaking to any person. But in that ummah, it was permissible. And they would keep fast with that. So the people understand she took another mannat, a vow, that she's going to keep this type of fast, which she won't speak to any person. فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيَا. So she has to give no answer. And when this will happen and the people will want to know, then فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ. So she comes, she brings this child to her people now. She's delivered this child, she brought the child. The moment they see Maryam coming with the child, قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيَّا. You have done a very grave thing. Such a terrible, heinous crime you have committed. In other words, straight away, without verifying the reality, the truth, ascertaining the true facts, straight away, tuhmat. This is exactly what we do. The exact thing we do. We don't even verify. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Always check the veracity of the statement, whether it's right, whether it's just a fabrication. I mentioned previously also, so many things go viral from lal kitabs. Wazifas, duas, you read so much sawab you get, and especially a woman folk, Allah forgive them, forgive us. And such things, and this thing, after that, the above was fake. It was fabricated, not true. Sent as received. My respected brothers and sisters, we have got Quran, Hadith, we have got ulama haq. Take that which is authentic. I'm reading for you from a tafsir, from Quran ayats, not from my pocket. I've got various tafsir, Ibn Kathir, Qutubi, many other tafsir, Ma'arif al-Quran. Alhamdulillah, we look at those tafsir of the Salaf al-Saliheen, and in a simple way we are going to pass it on. Now it's very common today, despite ulama we have, but we just Google something and anything we'll take, anything. That is very, very, very serious. It's very detrimental. And especially when it comes to Quran and Hadith.
Nonetheless, so they make a tuhmat on her that you have done such a terrible thing, fariya, a grave thing, a very serious, a very enormous, a terrible thing you have done. Ya ukhta Harun. Oh, sister of Harun. Sister of Harun because she came from that lineage. And it was common that any person big, especially in the Arabs, and even in those times, in Abi Ali Musallatu Salam, in the past also, somebody very important in the lineage, even though they came down years later and generations later, but they'll attribute themselves to that person. Like even our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one person was Adnan. So many people would link themselves to Adnan. Or Hashim, Banu Hashim. So like that, even though they were not like a direct son or a nephew of that person,
But that prominent person came, was well known, so then they would link themselves with that particular person. Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki imra'asaw, wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya. See all the tuhmat, the allegations, the slandering. Listen, your father was not an evil person. Your mother was not a loose woman. What do you think you have done? You have tainted the image. You have given your family such a bad name. What a shameful thing you have done. Where is your haya? Where is your modesty? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. Now she indicated, isn't she? She's fasting. She's unable to speak to them. She's unable to utter anything. So she indicates to the child. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How can we talk to a child, newborn baby in a cradle? Impossible. What is wrong with you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam speak. Qala, he said, Inni abdullah. Verily I am the servant of Allah. Again the word abd. Past few days we're talking about abd, slave, servant, servitude. Allah is our master. And of course from here, it is a refutation for those people like the Christians who say that Isa is God or the son of God. Understood? Here, Quran is saying clearly, he is Abdullah, the servant of Allah. He's not the son of Allah. He's not Allah. He is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atani al-kitab, waja'alani nabi. Already he's telling them, Allah has given me the kitab, Injil, and he has made me a nabi. In other words, Allah will give me the kitab, and Allah will make me his nabi. There were few children who spoke in infancy. Another child who spoke was in the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, as a proof that Yusuf alayhi salatu was innocent and he did not make any advancement towards Zulaykha, but she was the one who initiated and she tried to seduce him and he was free. He was not guilty at all. Then this baby, a newborn baby or a small child was in this cradle in the same room. And that baby of that age, like any other child of that age, a few months, a few days, a few weeks, cannot speak. But Allah made the child speak and explained the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Like that, there were many others also in the hadith have been mentioned. But we continue. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qala inni abdullah. Isa alayhi salam said, I am the servant of Allah. Wa ja'alani mubarakan. Again, Allah has made me blessed. Aina ma kuntu. Wherever I'm going to be, Allah is going to give me barakah. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And Allah has given me instructions of performing salah in the form that they would perform that time and to discharge zakat. You find every Nabi, two things were common. Salat, zakat. Salat, zakat. Salat, zakat. Even this ummah also. We have to give perform salah and discharge zakat. مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. As long as I am alive. Some mufassirin even take from this verse the fact that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not crucified and he will still come into this world and he will establish salat and give zakat, because at that time he was a poor person, he didn't have the means of even giving zakat. So the fact that he says that I will discharge zakat means it's still going to take place, and Sayyidina Isa, our belief is that Allah raised him to the heavens, he was not crucified. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They did not kill him, nor was he crucified. Allah raised him to the heavens, and Allah will send him back in the time of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala, in which he will come down into the masjid in Damascus. It will be Fajr Salah time, and when he will come down, then Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala will put him forward for Salat. Sayyidina Isa will refuse, and he will follow Hazrat Mahdi, because now he's coming not as a Nabi, he's coming as an Ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says also, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And I'm obedient, I'm a dutiful child to my mother. Of course he had no father. So this again is a clear proof that his mother was chaste and pure. And again, as I mentioned yesterday to our youngsters, let us be good children, obedient children unto our parents. Let us listen to whatever they say. Be obliging children. Look after them, care for them, especially if they are old. If we ill-treat our parents, then the exact thing will happen to us. Our children will ill-treat us when we grow old. The Quran talks about not even saying the word uff. So if we have been disobedient and rebellious towards our parents, and ask them for forgiveness. Tonight is a Mubarak night. Ask them, cry by your mother, cry by your father. If they've passed on, if they've left this world, then there is still one way of making some amends. You must make abundant istighfar on their behalf. Oh Allah, forgive my father. Oh Allah, forgive my mother. Oh Allah, forgive my parents. Oh Allah, you forgive them. Ya Allah, save them from azab of qabr. Ya Allah, give them the garden of the garden. Carry on making istighfar on their behalf. And the second thing is that you must join ties to their friends. Your father's friend, you must still show respect to him. This is part of the right your father has and your mother has over you, even after they leave this world. And of course, you send isal e sawab for them. Simple, you're reading three quls, you're reading Quran. You finish one khatam of Quran in the month of Ramadan, you're starting another khatam. So make dua isal e sawab for your parents. Allah Ta'ala will bless you, Allah will give you so much. I mentioned this incident before. Our mashayikh have mentioned this, that there was a person, a very great wali of Allah, who saw in his dream, and a scene of marhumin in the qabr, and at the time of sunset, they all come towards the end of the qabr, hoping to get some type of reward from the people who they left behind in this world, the heirs. And everybody goes back empty-handed beside one woman, and she has silver trays full of nekis. She's so happy, and she goes, and it happens for a long period of time. And suddenly this buzruk then sees, oh, then he asks, who is sending her this sawab? And he was told that she's got a son, he's a hafiz of the Quran. You go to a certain store, you find him reading Quran all the time, and he's sending the sawab to his mother. So the buzruk goes and he sees, yes. Now after some time, he sees his dream that this lady also comes just with the other marhumin, and in hope of getting something, and now she's getting nothing also. And she goes back empty-handed, and now he's bothered, he's worried. What has happened here? This child stopped sending sawab to his mother. So he goes to check on him. And when he goes, he finds out that that child also passed away. So sadaqah jariyah is when a parent leaves such a child behind who will still send sawab for the father and mother. You make your son a hafiz of the Quran or an alim. Inshallah, the child is a good hafiz and a good alim. Then whatever he will do, because you made him a hafiz, you made him an alim, you sacrifice many other things, your own comfort, your own luxury, so that you can make him an alim or a hafiz. Or not, even if he's not an alim or a hafiz, but you made him pious. In fact, the hadith is, waladan salihan. You made him a righteous child. So that righteous child will never forget you. Impossible. He will always remember you. In his du'as, he will always remember you. If he gets any opportunity of sending sawab for you, then immediately he will include you in that sawab. Therefore, our effort as parents, make sure our children become pious. And as children, make sure we are dutiful children to our parents and obedient to them. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيَّ يَوْمَ وُلِدْتُ وَيَوْمَ أَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ أُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And Isa alayhi salam says that Allah has kept me in peace, salam, protected. Allah has given me amnesty, protection. The day I was born, because at the time, shaitan will poke you, and shaitan will, any child that's born, shaitan pokes the child. And that causes the child to cry. It's called istihlal. Isa alayhi salam is safe from this. So, wassalamu alayhi yawma wulidtu wa yawma amut. And even when I pass away, I will go into the qabr. I'm safe and protected. Wa yawma ub'athu hayya. And the day I am resurrected, the day of qiyamah, I need to be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given me this protection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us in this Surah Maryam, and therefore Surah Maryam is called Surah Maryam because of the incident of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us very, very clearly that this miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam shows us the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of our Christian people in this world, many of them, our friends, whoever we interact with, they don't know. What is the Islamic belief? They don't believe, they don't understand that we also believe in Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, they call him Jesus. We say Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. There was one person, I was traveling not long ago by plane, and this person, he was from somewhere in Johannesburg, got to speak to him and explain to him about Islam. Then I told him, when he told me he was a Christian, I said, you know, we have got an entire chapter dedicated on Mary, Maryam. And he was surprised. I asked him, in the Bible, you got any chapter on Mary? No answer yet. I said, our Quran talks about Mary. We believe in Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe in Jesus, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And explain to him what had transpired, what is our belief and what is the reality. And he was taken aback and he wanted to know more and more. The problem is we don't give dawah to the non-Muslims. We protect our deen for ourselves. It is time we learn how to give dawah in a right way. And of course the very first thing is get our akhlaq right, our dealings and the manner in which we behave and our social conduct. And with that learn how to give dawah to the non-Muslims. So many are just waiting. They do not know. They don't have the correct facts. They're ignorant. And the moment you explain, remember I explained to you last night when Ja'far radiallahu anhu just read the opening verses of Surah Maryam to Najashi, he began to cry. And he said, this is the same message of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So we need to learn how to give da'wah with diplomacy and learn the correct way. And inshallah we can become instrumental of this deen spreading to the four corners of the globe. Otherwise, we are sitting and we don't even explain to people. So the only image they get of Islam is that Islam is a religion of terrorism. We only chop people's necks and we only kill people and we only do this and we only bomb. And this is unfortunately by those people who are giving a very bad image to our deen. And they are causing a lot of chaos, anarchy, turmoil in the ummah. May Allah protect us from such people. May Allah give us hidayat. Show Islam, it is such a beautiful... Nabi Kareem some cried and cried for the whole ummah to get salvation from the fire of Jahannam, not to throw people into Jahannam. It was his fikr that how my ummah, every single ummati can be saved from Jahannam. We don't have this in our lives. We don't have... Millions of people died. Did we ever cry that he died without iman? Doesn't bother us because we got iman, we are Muslim, alhamdulillah, we go into Jannah. Allah knows best what's going to happen to us. We do not know. Nobody has got guarantee he will die as a mu'min. That's why we always make dua, Allah, give me maut on iman. It's a very serious thing. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which makes me very afraid. A person, his entire life, he does the deed of a person of a jannati. In other words, pious person, he's doing good deeds. And just before maut, suddenly he does such an action that makes him a disbeliever. And maut comes and he dies as a kafir. And the contrary, the person whose whole life a disbeliever. But just before maut, Allah gave him hidayah, he accepted iman. He read kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasul. And he left this world, he dies as a believer. Nobody has a good guarantee. We should never be complacent. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Ba'da idh hadaytana. Ya Allah, after you have given us hidayat, don't let our hearts deviate. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. Make us be steadfast on iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. And give us maut on iman. Wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Ya Allah, on the day of qiyamah, raise us with the believers. Iman, iman, iman. It's such a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala shows us that how Allah ta'ala brought Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam into this world without a father and the various other lessons that we have done. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand the Quran. And these beautiful stories are not just to be just recited, but they are great lessons for us to imbibe in our lives. Whatever scenario or situation we are faced with, and then we ponder and reflect over these lessons, these gems that we have got from the Quran and Hadith, and then we bring it into our life, it will protect us from such difficult conditions. It will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will teach us to become pious people. It will teach us to become dutiful children to our parents. It will teach us not to forget our parents. And as parents, it will teach us to treasure our children and to guide them and give them iman or help them to strengthen the iman and give them good Islamic education to make the tarbiyat and to be worried about them. Inshallah, if this happens, then we see Islam will flourish. Then we will find sukoon in our heart. Then we will find happiness, serenity. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. Allah knows best. Could be tonight, Laylatul Qadr, Allah knows best. We will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blesses each one of us for Laylatul Qadr, the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, the fazail of Laylatul Qadr, the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah ta'ala make us see the end of Ramadan in a good condition. May Allah protect us from disputes, from disunity, from rancor, from malice, from jealousy. Just keep on cleansing the heart. Can't blame shaitan. Shaitan is chained now. So what's prompting us is nafs, nafs, nafs. Nafs to play games during your salat also. That guy owes me money, man. I must know. Before Eid, sort him out, do this. And my wife, she did this, and I must show this, and my mother-in-law, and all those funny, funny things. In your namaz, you are fighting. Who are you fighting with yourself? Nafs, nafs. Now you must silence nafs, nafs. Nafs, I need you to be tamed. Because I need to connect with my Allah. And you're not going to be a barrier between me and my Allah. So you better behave. And you're going to tame this nafs. So whenever this waswasa comes into you, take it out. Now we must take out of our hearts ghayrullah. Everything besides Allah. Now it's only Allah, 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 Allah. Only Allah. And bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. So all the time, this morning I was talking to our brothers in i'tikaf. I said, alhamdulillah, only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of sitting, Allah accept, Allah give us ikhlas. I said, while sitting here, who are we thinking of constantly? All of them, alhamdulillah, said Allah. That is it. All the time you think, even if you speak to somebody, but again, the moment they finish, again, you're reading Quran, you're reading namaz, tahajjud, you zikr, some program, some ta'aleem taking place, it's namaz time, it's iftar, it's taraweeh. All the time, you are again reminded of Allah, 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 Allah. And this is what we need in our lives 24/7. This is what the Ahlullah have, the Mashaykh. It is not a life of boredom. It's not a life of difficulty and now it's a different type and no pleasure and no happiness. It is a life full of pleasure. It's a life full of enjoyment. The only thing is we have not tasted it. And a little taste of it, then we will see that this is what it was. And all this time, why didn't I listen? Why didn't I make tazkiyah of my heart? So between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between us and the ma'rifat of Allah, they are hijabs. They are curtains. The curtain of pride. The curtain of jealousy. The curtain of rancor, enmity. Now, until we don't remove all that, we are not going to get the ma'rifat of Allah. So we have to remove all that. And that is the whole process of spiritual purification, tazkiyah. To remove all that. When all that is removed, there's no hijab between you and Allah. Now you have gained the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq. Recite Durood Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله give us your محبت and your love my Allah يا الله remove the pardas and the veils between us and your marifat my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have committed too many sins, my Allah. And these sins have become veils and barriers, Ya Allah, for us reaching you, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, Zakariya alayhi salatu salam showed us, my Allah, inni wahana al-azmu minni, wa ishta'ala al-ra'su shayba, wa lam akum bidu'a'ika rabbi shaqiyya. Wallah, we have learned and we have read that he said, before he asked you, he requested you for a child. He said, oh Allah, I'm gone old. My bones have become feeble and old. Ya Allah, my hair has turned grey. Oh Allah, you have never let me down. Ya Allah, whenever I asked you for anything, you always responded, Ya Allah. You always give me more than I asked and more than I deserved. Ya Allah, I deserve nothing. But Allah, you provided for me. Ya Allah, when I was in that musibat and problem, my Allah, and every other person turned their backs to me, Wallah, it was only you who came to my rescue, my Allah. Ya Allah, when I was sick and ailing, my Allah, doctors had said that now you hardly got any time to live. May Allah, you came into my rescue. Ya Allah, you rescued me, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give me health, my Allah. Ya Allah, when I had no food, my Allah. Ya Allah, when I had no job, my Allah. Ya Allah, I could not even provide for my family, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provided for me, my Allah. You created the means, my Allah. Ya Allah, in different ways, ya Allah. You have provided for us all the time. We are making shukr to you tonight, my Allah, for every single ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us. Those that we know, and even those that we have forgotten about, my Allah, and those that we just, ya Allah, overlook, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making i'tiraf of our dhunub, my Allah. Our taqsirat, my Allah. Our shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made many pledges and many promises to you, my Allah. When we held the khilaf of the Kaaba, we promised you we will change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Medina Sharif, ya Allah, by the Rosa Mubarak, we promised we will change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, at the time, ya Allah, when we were in difficulty, my Allah, when we were drowning at that time, my Allah, we turned to you, my Allah. You saved us, my Allah, and we promised we'll change our lives, my Allah. But my Allah, we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, now don't make us break that promise now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah and nasuha tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have come here, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have brought all of us here, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers, ya Allah, we hope that they are listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have kept roza the entire day. Ya Allah, most of them had been at work, my Allah. Some students are writing exams at this time, my Allah. Ya Allah, children are going to school even, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have kept roza, my Allah. They have made ibadat, my Allah. Taraweeh, salah, they stood for, my Allah. They heard this bayan and talk and advice, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come for something, my Allah. Ya Allah, all of us have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa. Fa'afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, you've got such beautiful names, my Allah. You've got such beautiful qualities, my Allah. Your names are perfect. Your qualities are perfect. Ya Allah, you are perfect, my Allah. Nobody like you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no parents. You've got no wife. You've got no children. Nobody is equal to you, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars, my Allah. Jinnat, insan, my Allah. The angels, my Allah. The mountains, the rivers, the trees, the plants. Ya Allah, every single molecule and particle, my Allah. The animals in the jungles. Ya Allah, the forest, my Allah. Every single thing, the ocean belong to you, my Allah. You are Khaliq, my Allah. You are Raziq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Allah. Ya Allah, we are your Abd, my Allah. We are Ibadur Rahman. You are our Mawla, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us, my Allah. And you are always so kind, my Allah. You are most kind, my Allah. You are most generous, my Allah. You are Kareem, my Allah. You give us so much, my Allah. Despite the fact that we don't deserve a single ni'mat from you. Ya Allah, this air that you have given us to breathe in, my Allah. You have given us iftar to eat, my Allah. You have given us clothing, my Allah. You have given us a head that we can make sajda before you, my Allah. You have given us a zuban that we can take your name, my Allah. You have given us sight, you have given us limbs, my Allah. You have given us aqal, my Allah. You have given us a heart, my Allah, that each heartbeat can take your name, Allah, Allah, Allah. Oh my Allah, you have given us ears so we can hear your beautiful name, my Allah. We can hear the beautiful recitation of your Quran, my Allah. We can hear the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us your marifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. From the time we became baligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many sins we committed, my Allah, that we ourselves have forgotten completely what gunas we committed, my Allah. Your angels writing every single thing, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, everything will be open, my Allah. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Ya Allah, we will find in front of us everything present, my Allah. Nothing extra, nothing less, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, my Allah. We will stand before you all alone, my Allah. Ya Allah, the hadith of Rasulullah explains, between us and you, there'll be no tarjuman, no interpreter, no translator, my Allah. Every person, ya Allah, will stand all alone, ya Allah, in front of you, my Allah.
Ya Allah, how are we going to answer you, my Allah? Ya Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. You are Ahkamul Hakimeen, my Allah. You are Malik, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know us better than we know ourselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know how we stumble and how we fall and how we fail miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, like little babies, we need you every moment of our lives, my Allah. Qiyamat ke din, my Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to answer you, my Allah? In dunya you have helped us, my Allah. We have hope on the day of Qiyamah you will help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, because there's nobody above you, my Allah. You're not answerable to any person, my Allah. If you forgive us, my Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody can ask you why you have pardoned these people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest of your weak, my Allah. We are the weakest of your creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed too many sins, my Allah. Our hearts have become heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even shed a tear, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Major sins we committed, my Allah. Minor sins we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. In public, in privacy, my Allah. Such filthy acts we committed, my Allah. With our eyes, my Allah. With our ears, my Allah. With our tongues, my Allah. With our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, hypocrisy has come into our hearts, my Allah. Nifaq has come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, in so many of our actions, my Allah, it tantamount to shirk with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our lives shirk, kufr, nifaq, bid'ah. Ya Allah, make us become clean and pak, my Allah. Hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ay Malik, ay Kareem. Ya Zal Arsh al-Majid. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. My Allah, perhaps some masoom child who is sitting in this congregation, my Allah. Some sincere banda of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody making i'tikaf, my Allah. Some elderly person, some hafiz of the Quran, some alim, some businessman, some doctor. Ya Allah, some ordinary servant of yours, my Allah. Some bandi of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are saying Ameen, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you. We are imploring you. We are beseeching you. Ya Allah, we are making giriya uzari, my Allah. Ya Allah, abtu ma'a farma. Completely, my Allah. Give us a clean slate, my Allah. Give us a clean record, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the angels even forget what they had recorded, my Allah. Wipe it out from those kitabs, my Allah. Ya Allah, the zameen had witnessed whatever we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the zameen, the earth even forget, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, let not the angels witness against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let not the zameen, the earth, where we committed those crimes, my Allah, and those haram things, my Allah. Let not that earth be give testimony and witness against us, my Allah. Our limbs, my Allah. Al-yawma nakhdimu ala afwahim wa tukallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yakzibun. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when you will question some of your bandas and you will say, we committed no wrong, we didn't do anything wrong, what you hear is incorrect. Ya Allah, then you will say, he'll like bring you a witness from yourself and they will agree. Then Allah, you will seal their lips and seal their mouths, my Allah. And then their own limbs will testify against them. Oh, my Allah, let not our limbs testify against us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, Qiyamat ki din ki ruswai si hifazat farma. Ya Allah, don't make us ruswa on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Don't make us zaleel on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Don't humiliate us and disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Make us be kamiyab, my Allah. Make us be successful, my Allah. Victorious, my Allah. Triumphant, my Allah. Ya Allah, a child that gets a reward, a child that gets an award, a child that is successful in exams, my Allah, gets a prize, my Allah. A student gets a prize, my Allah. Such honor for the child. Ya Allah, make us get our kitab in our right hand, our registers, our nama, amal in our right hand on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, so that we can be happy, my Allah. We can show our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we passed, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, my Allah, don't make us zaleel, my Allah. In dunya, don't make us zaleel. In qabr, don't make us zaleel. In the day of Qiyamah, don't make us zaleel, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Give us the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our home be right next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eh Malik Kareem. Ya Allah, we came long after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, but we have read in the Shama'il, my Allah, how beautiful our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. His face, my Allah, would be brighter than the 14 full moon. When he would smile, noor would come out of his mouth, my Allah. His palms were softer than silk, my Allah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in dunya we haven't seen him, my Allah. But my Allah, we love our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when we stood before the Rosa Mubarak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we made salam, my Allah, to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we pictured our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey Malik, hey Kareem, ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, we want to be in his company, my Allah. Ya Allah, although we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become good people, my Allah. Make us become righteous, ya Allah. Create the means of taqwa for us. Create the means of amal saliha. Give us tawfiq. Make us do it, my Allah. Don't make us be lazy people, my Allah. Don't make us be people full of excuses, my Allah. Don't make us procrastinate, my Allah. Don't make us become ghafil of you, my Allah. Don't make us become negligent of deen, my Allah. Don't make us forget our iman, my Allah. Don't make us discard salat, my Allah. In the month of Ramadan, oh, masjid are full, my Allah. What a beautiful sight, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make nifaq and hypocrisy come into our hearts, my Allah. That the moment Eid moon is sighted, my Allah, just pass for Eid namaz and one or two namazes. After that, we are attending the salat, the masjid, my Allah, the men, my Allah. And after that, we become lazy, my Allah. The very next day, for Fajr Salah, my Allah. The very next day, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive me. Forgive all of us, my Allah. Give me tawfiq. Give all of us tawfiq, my Allah. Don't make us become like the munafiqeen, my Allah. إِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Ya Allah, when they will stand up for salah, they'll be lazy, my Allah. They'll become negligent. Oh my Allah. Don't make us be like them, my Allah. Make us be pakka mu'mineen, my Allah. Make us enjoy salah. Rasulullah will tell Bilal, radiallahu ta'ala, they call out the adhan so we can read salah, because salah is the coolness of my eyes. Allah, make salah the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make us enjoy our salah, my Allah. Give us that khushu and khudu, my Allah. Make us enjoy the lazzat of sajda, my Allah. When we say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, give us that closeness with you, my Allah. Allah, make us feel that enjoyment, my Allah. Allah, when we have put ourselves in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the remaining days of our life, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us get the qurb with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, then when mawt will come, my Allah, make it be said that we'll be happy to meet you, my Allah. Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa. Rasulullah has mentioned, ya Allah, whoever wishes to meet Allah, Allah wishes to meet him. Whoever dislikes meeting Allah, Allah hates meeting him. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, make us be among those who wish and love to meet you, my Allah. So that in the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, the moment you see us, my Allah, we see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we must be looking at you and you must be smiling at us, my Allah. You must be happy with us, my Allah. You must put us under your shade in the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we must get the holy kawthar water from Nabi Kareem, so Mubarak hands, my Allah. You must intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Ya Allah, we must be that proud ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, smiling and happy that we have become successful, my Allah, and we are going to Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. We are not going near Jahannam even, my Allah. Eh Malik e Kareem, my Allah, help us to prepare for maut, my Allah. Help us to prepare for the life after maut, my Allah. Don't make us become so engrossed in dunya and hankering after the dunya. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah, without any mashakkat, without any difficulty, my Allah. Ya Allah, without any humiliation, my Allah, don't make us have to stretch our hands as beggars to any of your makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah, like how you provide for Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you provide for us like that, my Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us the right means, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. And make us use it in a correct way. Help us to be content people, my Allah. People who are grateful to you, my Allah. Not those who make you on your nashukri, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, tonight if it's Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah, bless us with the reward of Laylatul Qadr. If Laylatul Qadr has already passed, then too, my Allah, don't make us be among those who are deprived of it, my Allah. If it is first going to come, give us tawfiq of getting Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers and sisters have, young and old, my Allah, whatever need they have, my Allah, their jais needs, my Allah, you are well aware of each person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we mentioned the other day, my Allah, the person who is dumb, my Allah, when he makes dua, Ya Allah, no words come out of his mouth, my Allah. Just some sound, Ya Allah, within himself, my Allah. You still hear his dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are innaka sami'u dua. My Allah, in tonight's salah, we read the verse, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Ya Allah, these are your words. Your words are absolutely true, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never go against your words, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, ادْعُونِي, make dua to me. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer your dua. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنِ عِبَادَتِي, those people who are proud and arrogant and feel they're independent and not in need of making dua to me and supplicating to me, سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ, they will enter Jahannam in a despicable condition. Ey Malik-e Kareem, we have raised our hands, my Allah. We're turning to you, my Allah. There is no other Allah besides you. Ya Allah, we believe in Tawheed, oneness, my Allah. La sharika lak. You've got no partners, my Allah. We bear testimony, my Allah. There is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Ahad and Samad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're asking you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, this ayat we have read, you have sent it down, my Allah. Ud'uni, we're asking you, my Allah. Ab dua qabool farma. Each person dua, whatever his problem is, difficulty, financial, social. Ya Allah, somebody's got depression, somebody's got waswasa problem, somebody can't get children, my Allah. Somebody has got some money problem, he's got debts, my Allah. Somebody got some sickness, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody's got some fear, somebody got some disease, my Allah. Whatever the problem, whatever it is, my Allah, remove that difficulty. Ya Allah, dispel that difficulty from him, my Allah. Remove it, my Allah, completely, especially the difficulties. Oh, beloved, Ummah is suffering from, my Allah, in African countries, in Mali, my Allah, in so many other places, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't even have proper water. There's wars taking place. There's masoom children day and night. They can only hear bombings, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Syria, my Allah, such a long period has gone past, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we will not lose hope, my Allah. We will not lose hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will not give up, my Allah. Because you are not bound by time. We know you have answered our duas. We know the day will come, my Allah, when you will change the conditions of this world for better, my Allah. When there will be peace and serenity, my Allah. Deen will flourish, my Allah. People will see the truth of deen and Islam and Iman, my Allah. They will come in droves, in my Allah, into deen, my Allah. Allah, make us beacons of hidayat. Make us show the good akhlaq, my Allah. Don't make us become bad people who give Islam a bad picture, my Allah. Allah, don't make us tarnish the image of Islam, my Allah. Protect us from the enemies of deen and Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Guide us in our matters of dunya, in the matters of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasad of the hasidin, zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those whose ihsan and favors are upon us, especially our parents, our asatiza who taught us Quran, hifz, and deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all those people, ya Allah, who have helped us in any way, my Allah, by the kind words of encouragement, my Allah. In any way, my Allah. Like you know who they are, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them such, ya Allah, ni'mats and happiness and your mercy from your unseen treasures, my Allah, which is full, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, ya Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, make them the coolness of our eyes. Make them obedient children, my Allah. Make our grandchildren be obedient, our great-grandchildren, my Allah. Our progeny, give us a dhurriyatan tayyiba, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. All those who requested duas, ya Allah. Answer all the jais, murad, all the marhumin, my Allah. Especially of our family, ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr. Ya Allah, make us be a sadaqah jariya for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us barakat in the remaining days of Ramadan. Ya Allah, full of noor and warad, barakat, my Allah. Help us to read more and more Quran, my Allah. Help us to be good people, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our life, change our conditions. Ya Allah, nobody can stop you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know, we're just begging you, we're asking you, my Allah. It is not just be just words, my Allah. Make it be a haqiqat, a reality, my Allah. I'm to bohat kamzore, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are nothing, absolutely nothing, ya Allah. Compared to you, my Allah. Your zaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, kibriya and greatness belongs to you only, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are smaller than ants, my Allah. We are nothing, my Allah. We are weak, my Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.